We see in the gospel today, Jesus is driven by the Spirit to the desert. I think it's not very unknown experience for us, because time to time we also are kind of the desert, on the place we do not want to really be, but things just happen and we don't have choice. It may be that you got seriously sick, or that you had to change job, or move to another town, or for the young families having first child, even if this very joyful experience, it brings a lot of the struggles and new problems and new reality to face. It may feel sometimes that you are kind of the desert with so many new things to experience. So time to time we all are being driven to the desert. Difficult place to be. We may say place where we feel that we are tested. And the survival place. Something really difficult. And looking on Jesus' situation, we may say that, well, he had a little bit easier life because he had the angels ministering to him there. Well, the truth is that we have also angels in our lives. Maybe not just like those with wings, pure spirits, but to every one of us, God sends angels in different ways. He never leaves us alone. It's just sometimes we who don't accept the ways he helps us, he ministers to us, he offers us consolation and support. Well, Jesus on the desert, he's facing temptations. And what does he do? Well, he says no. He makes a choice. The choice which reflects who he is, that why he came to the world, to bring us salvation, to bring us freedom, and he won't let Satan tempt him with just lies and illusions of the power and other things. We also, as you know very well, face temptations every day. Not even temptations. We had to make many choices every day. And I would like you this week, maybe take on prayer the choices we make. Those choices that we are mostly sure that they are right. Or choices that somebody may not accept, don't agree with you. Maybe if it's somebody from your family, your spouse. Choices that you feel that you are critiqued for them and they are not accepted. We need to revive time to time why we are doing what we are doing and why where we're going, where we are going, or even do we know where we are really going with our choices. Because even if we think we make good choices, it is not the last thing to do. Somebody said that Satan may sometimes tempt us to do good things just in order to stop us from doing better things, from doing greater things. So Jesus says, Kingdom of God is at hand. Means that he is close to you every day. He is at the reach of your hand. He is ready to cooperate with you, to share his light with me every day, whatever I do. And every day I make many choices, showing, do I accept God or do I reject him? Do I love people around me or I just use them? My choices show priorities which I have. Where is God in my life? Where is the family? So it is not easy to critique, review what I'm doing. Because first, we don't have time to do it. Second, we may be afraid to see that what I'm doing may need some changes of direction, some revival. But this is why we have Holy Spirit and this blessing of the Lent time. To take a look once again in this particular time for the choices. And also, what choices do I make when I face temptations? Most of our temptations, when we face them, we do many small choices that lead us to say no to temptation or say yes to temptation. It's all over many choices we do. Choices which maybe I don't want to think about. I don't want to really look on them. I don't want anyone else to look on those choices and say me, you are doing something wrong. It's a lot. But God give us strength to face the truth in our lives and to accept the freedom which only He can offer us.